Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 says this, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." The sermon today that we're going to, this is the last one before our new theme, is nothing else. Let's pray together. Father God, we love you. We thank you for being so good to us. Bless the sermon. Bless our time. Keep us safe on our drive home. Keep us safe tonight and tomorrow. For all those, whatever our plans may be, just keep us safe. And be with us, Lord. Thank you for those who've gathered today. Bless our time together. In your name we pray. Amen. We don't usually wake up one day and just decide, I'm done with Jesus. It's rarely a loud rebellion. More often in our lives when we decide to walk away from God or maybe try something else, it's more of a quiet replacement. You see, we would never say outwardly, Jesus isn't enough for me. We often just start acting like something else might be. We still believe. We still even attend church. We still even sometimes pray. But our hope slowly shifts. We start trusting our ability. I start trusting my ability more than his power. Maybe I or you will look to our plans instead of his promises. We'll trust our comfort over his calling. And before we know it, Jesus isn't necessarily rejected, but he's just kind of crowded out with everything else. That is the battle we face as Christians, the temptation we face. Colossians, or 1 Corinthians 7:31, Paul says to the Corinthian church, "And they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away." And what Paul is saying, that those who count on the world, depend on the world to answer them, listen, the world and all of its promises fades away. The world's loud. It's always offering something new. Some of you have lived through several generations, and you remember what it's like before cell phone, before internet, all that stuff, and you have seen decade after decade the brand new thing that's going to change the world, that's going to change your life. And what happens? It fades away. Always promising, this time it's going to work. This time it'll be your answer. But deep down, we know the truth because many of us have lived this truth. If that thing that we're counting on could have satisfied us truly, it already would have. And that's why you're still searching. That's why we're still restless in this world. That's why many are still asking, and maybe even this morning, you're here asking a question like, is this all there is? Is this life that I'm living, this difficult, challenging life? Look, man, watch the news for 5 minutes. Is this all there is? So here's the real question. Beneath every struggle, every trial, every addiction, every disappointment, every fear, here's the question. What are you expecting to do for you what only Jesus can do? Because whatever you look to in your life to save you, to free you, to deliver you, to love you, to satisfy you, whatever you look to in your life to do those things, that thing has become your functional savior. In the scriptures, often, 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. An idol isn't just a statue that you bow down to. It's anything we expect to give us what only God can give. And when idols fail, and they always do, they don't just disappoint us, but they drain us. So today's sermon, nothing else, isn't about minimizing blessings like our jobs or our marriages or our children or fill in the blank. It's about reordering our hearts. Because listen, when Jesus is first, everything else finds its proper place in your life. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But when Jesus is anything less than first in your life, everything else often becomes way too heavy to carry on our own. So that's why the message today is simple. But it's calls us to search our hearts. There's nothing else in our lives. No substitute, no backup plan, no comparison. It's Jesus only. And to understand why nothing else can take his place, the scriptures make it unmistakably clear. So we're going to walk through a few things this morning, what only Jesus can do in our lives, what only he can do, and why nothing else ever will. So number one is this. We're going to say nothing else. We have to understand this first. Number one, nothing else can save us. If you're writing this down, nothing else can save us. We live in a world that believes we can save ourselves. If we try harder, if I do better, if I clean myself up. But the scripture does not say, the Bible does not say, try harder. It says, trust him. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, the name of Jesus. Religion doesn't save you. Good intentions don't save you. Morality doesn't save you. Not a second chance that you earn. That doesn't save you. The scriptures say in Ephesians 2, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's not you. It's a gift of God. It's not about having a nice big resume of all your good deeds. No, it's about a redeemer. It's only Jesus. Nothing else can save you. Jesus did the work. And as a 10-year-old boy at a little Baptist church in Westfield, Massachusetts, I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, knowing I couldn't get to heaven on my own, knowing without Christ I'd spend an eternity in hell, and I didn't want to. I trusted Christ. Man, God does not send people to hell. No, he gives us a way out, a free gift of salvation. That's what the Bible says. But many reject it and try to do it on their own. No, listen, nothing else can save us but Jesus. Nothing else can save us but Jesus. But salvation isn't the finish line. It's the starting point. Jesus didn't rescue us from sin's penalty, but he also came to release us from sin's power. And that's why number two is this. Nothing else can save us, number one. Number two, nothing else can truly free us. Only Jesus. We confuse distractions in life with freedom. When we're not necessarily doing those things that hold us down, those sins that control us, when we're distracted with something else, we're busy. That's not freedom. Escaping isn't healing. Numbness is not peace. Chains don't fall off with a bunch of self-help tools. No, strongholds in your life don't break by just sheer willpower. John 8:36 says this, and we sang it. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Sin promises freedom. Hey, just do what you want. Do whatever you want. You'll miss. Listen, do whatever makes you happy. Sin promises freedom, but you always get the bill later on. But Jesus promises freedom and pays the cost himself. And he paid the cost on an old rugged cross for the sins of the entire world. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Nothing else breaks chains like Jesus. And I'm living proof of that. Delivered me from addiction for years. Only Jesus Couldn't do it on my own. Needed Jesus and openness and authenticity and a genuine heart. That's what it was. It was openness and truth in Jesus Christ. Addictions, guilt, shame, fear, all those things bow to the name of Jesus. Freedom doesn't mean the absence of battles. It just means I now have victory in them through Christ. And even free people still face moments where they need God to step in and pull them out. And that's why, number two, yes, nothing else can truly free us, but number three is this, nothing else can deliver us. Some of us don't need information, just a sermon full of things just that you learn about God or learn about the Bible. You need to know God. You don't need information. You need intervention from Jesus Christ. We're not just tired. Listen, some of us, we're not just tired. We're overwhelmed. We're not just stressed. We're suffocating. The scriptures say many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 34:19. Doesn't say some of them. The Lord delivereth him out of them all. 2 Corinthians 1. Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Your situation that you're facing today, your situation that you'll face maybe this week, you don't even know it's coming yet, your situation will not and has not surprised God. Your storm that you're going through cannot and has not overpowered him. Nothing else delivers like Jesus. Whether it be your past or what you're facing right now in your present, or in your future. We sing it, God of my present, God of my future. You write my story. You hold it all together. Nothing else can deliver us like Jesus. And what makes his deliverance different from any other semblance of deliverance that we have in our life from somebody else, he doesn't rescue us reluctantly, or I told you so, or let me pick you out of your mess again. No, no, no. He doesn't rescue us reluctantly. He rescues us lovingly. Lovingly. Number four, nothing else can love us. No one else can love us like Jesus. Many people will love you until it costs them something. Jesus loved you, and it cost him everything. Romans 5:8, God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not when you got it right, not when you cleaned up, while you were still broken, and he knew you'd be broken, and he knew that you'd sin against him. He died for you because he loved you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 13:1, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. His love is unfailing. Nothing else can love us like Jesus. You feel unloved today. You feel forgotten. You feel like nobody cares. Jesus loves you. And by the way, the devil's a liar. Others love you too. But even if nobody else did, Jesus loves you. The old kid's song he sang, grew up in church, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Human love can be inconsistent. God's love is strong and unfailing. Nothing else loves like Jesus. There's no expiration date. There's no fine print that you'll miss out on. He loves you more than you've ever been loved before. And when you finally realize and begin to even grasp a sliver of how much you're loved by Jesus Christ, you'll stop looking everywhere else for validation. Oh, that's so tough. Listen, I have been the poster child for insecurity many times. And those who know me well know that I've talked about it. Insecurity has always been a battle for me. Not feeling enough, not feeling validated, not feeling important. But I'll tell you, when I finally get my head in the right spot and my heart in the right spot and begin to realize how much I'm loved and important to Jesus Christ, that he would die for me, that he would call me, that he would use me, that he would bless me. Man, all that need for validation starts to fade away. I'm loved by the creator of the universe. I'm loved by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was God. That's enough. That should be enough. Because once love fills the heart, once the love of Jesus that he has for you fills your heart, guess what? It begins to reshape every desire. And that's why the last point is this. Nothing else, no one else, not a thing, nothing else can satisfy our souls. But we keep stuffing our souls with things that were never meant to fill them. More money. More validation, applause, more likes, more control. And guess what? With all that more, we're still empty. You're still empty. And you know it. And you hate it. And it keeps you up at night. And I'm here to tell you, nothing else can satisfy your soul like Jesus Christ. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. Psalm 73:25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Jesus doesn't just quench thirst. He changes the appetite. He said, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. In John 6:35. Nothing else satisfies because nothing else was meant to. Nothing else satisfies because nothing else in this broken and fallen world was meant to fully and truly satisfy your soul. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. And at some point, church, every heart answers this question, mine and yours and everybody else. Is Jesus enough? Or am I still looking for something else? Is Jesus enough? Or am I still looking for something else? Paul answered it clearly in Philippians 3:8. He said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Everything else lost. Everything else but Jesus. Not Jesus plus a great job. Not Jesus plus a full bank account. Not Jesus plus a good relationship. No. Not Jesus plus anything. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. When everything else shakes, he stands. When everything else fails, he remains. When nothing else works, he still saves. So if you are tired of chasing what never lasts, and we run that race so often, running after chasing ghosts, nothing that's real, nothing that truly fills and satisfies. If you're tired of chasing what never lasts, if you're worn out from carrying what was never meant for you to carry, it was never yours to hold. If you're tired of and worn out from carrying it, if you're ready to stop settling for substitutes, then church, lift your eyes, open your heart, and say with faith, with surrender, with confidence in your heart, nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. No one else. Not nothing. I don't care about a better job. I don't care about more money. I don't care about this or that. No. Only Jesus. Oh, nothing else. God, help me to live with a nothing else heart. Not dependent on anything else to truly satisfy and help and deliver, but Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's Jesus. And nothing else can save you. Nothing else truly can free you. Nothing else truly can deliver you and love you. Nothing else can satisfy you. only Jesus. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, no one's looking around. Only Jesus. It's a small crowd today. The storm kept many away, and I get it. But you're here for a reason today. There's a reason you're here. God brought you here today to Coastline Baptist Church for a purpose, for a reason. You had excuses not to come. Oh my goodness, we all had an excuse not to come. But you're here today for a reason. God is calling out to some of you. God is chasing you down. Quit running. Quit trying to fill your life with everything else and just try Jesus. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Maybe this morning you want to give your heart to Jesus. You want to say, nothing else can save me. I'm trusting Christ. And in your seat right now, you can pray a prayer and you can say, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but I need you and you love me and you died for me and you rose again for me. Lord, please save me. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you everything, nothing else but you, Jesus. You can pray that prayer in your heart. Give your heart to Christ. I hope if you do that this morning, you tell me afterwards and say, hey, I gave my heart to Jesus today. And Christian, child of God that knows Jesus, that's given your heart to Christ, quit living like everything else can fix your problems or fix you. Nothing else but Jesus. 2026, you got to commit. You got to decide. You got to every morning wake up and say, you know what? Nothing else but Jesus. Nothing else, only Jesus. No one else, only Jesus. I'm trusting in Him and Him alone. Your car breaks down. Hey, you know what? That car doesn't give me satisfaction anyway. Only Jesus. You lose your job. You know what? That job wasn't giving me true peace anyway. I'm going to trust only Jesus. My kids are struggling. My marriage is struggling. Only Jesus can fix it. It's not about this or that. No, only Jesus. Only Jesus. Get that in your head. Get that in your heart. Only Jesus. Take 30 seconds and talk to God right now, each one of us. 30 seconds to talk to God and say, Lord, nothing else, only you. Nothing else, only you. I'm not looking for validation from anybody else, anything else, only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.